world, no doubt. In fact, Harry Bennett kind of picked off Edsel Ford in a way, at least in his father's affections, because he wanted to work with the workers and sit down and talk to them, and that was not what Henry thought needed to be done, and he used Mr. Bennett to do his dirty work.
Yeah, Bennett, I guess, is famous, and it's been interesting to unearth the family's material, because they have specific interactions with Bennett documented where he's at his, you know, Snidely Whiplash worst. You couldn't find a better villain in labor history. Really a vicious, homicidal man who ran a factory of 100,000 workers. There's no precedent in American history for the height of responsibility this guy was given. So it was just neat to hear Victor Reuther. I sat down with him, talked to him for hours. He shared a number of details that found their way into the songs. So it really is sort of a wonderful chance to be able to hear someone who was there at the time talk. He had such a sharp mind. He was telling me the workers at Kelsey Wheel were making 22.5 cents an hour, the women workers. They were Eastern European immigrants. And when he was hired, he was given 37.5 cents an hour. And these are experienced women, of course, they've been at it for a couple years working on the line, 22.5 cents. So a great mind.